Hi friends, welcome to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Carvalho. This podcast was made for industry leaders who want to navigate through their career, gain clarity, develop your inner self, and know exactly where you belong in the workplace. In this space, you will learn how to master and develop the skills that will not only help you in your career, but throughout your entire life. If you have been working for a few years and you're ready to get yourself to that next level, I'm here to take you there. Hey friends, all right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Confident, Clear, and Hired podcast. So I was actually on a walk, and during my walk, I'm usually flip-flopping between an educational or a motivational podcast like mine, or just, you know, music. And mostly it's podcasts because I just love stepping away into new environments to learn education. But I was asking myself, what podcast episode do I actually want to record? What do I want to even talk about? Not to say that I'm stuck, but I want to bring in new and relevant things that would help you guys in any way, things that you're experiencing right now, things that you're feeling. And I wasn't also, you know, expecting myself to pop up with this answer either. And I guess it was just the right timing and this was meant to happen. But what came to me about, are you where you want to be right now and are you rushing within your career, is what came up, right? It was just that thought, and I actually briefly paused. And when I was walking, I was just like, yeah, like this is what I want. And honestly, it's that question that pops in my head personally, like time and time now again. And I do even ask myself, I've asked myself that previously before too. So it came to me in that moment. It wasn't like I was thinking and feeling specifically stuck in my own career, but it just had this pop in my head. And I was just like, okay, so this is a question, right? As I mentioned, it pops in time and time again, but I think I should write this down before I actually forget. So here we are. So has anyone ever thought of, I should already be in this position, or I need to be making X amount of dollars, or even, shouldn't I be at this stage because this person is at the same field as me and they're already there and I'm not, so shouldn't I be there already too? Some of you guys listening might have come across this quote at a point, or maybe you've heard it before, and it's that quote that says, you're exactly where you need to be right now. And that's true. Listen, I get it. I know that it probably feels and sounds completely crazy, but really trust me and listen in. Like, we're all divinely guided within our career path. We have our own destiny. Our destiny awaits us, and we just have to take the path of it. So maybe you're getting this feeling, but what if there's something more for you out there? Maybe you're a finance manager, and you maybe have this feeling of getting into HR instead, or maybe you want to try marketing or social media. Those sparks of interest that come up for you, they're basically those clues to your path. So yes, where you are right now, it's perfect. It doesn't mean that there isn't a new level for you out there. It doesn't mean that there's nothing else out there more for you. And also, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts specifically, I do mention, I believe in episode 10, revealing my career journey, I was laid off twice. So for those of you that might have also faced a layoff or a restructure within the pandemic, I completely understand where you're coming from. But when I think about it, when I was 18, I actually never truly wanted to be in the corporate life. I wanted to be a freelance makeup artist because I had control over my own schedule. I could feel free about my day and how I handle it. So it probably wasn't even a coincidence for me that this happened twice. My first layoff, clearly, you know, I was devastated. I was desperate. I applied to 1,000 jobs and even the wrong ones too, because I was ghosting recruiters myself and I was ignoring them because then I saw those roles that I was applying for and I was like, what's wrong with me? So that was my fault, right? And that situation on applying to so many jobs, because I learned from desperation applying, it's not going to work for me. It's about applying to the right things strategically. So when my second layoff came, I was actually somehow already kind of put into that path of career coaching. And that was kind of like my part-time type of thing. I did that during evenings because I was in recruiting and HR. Clearly, that's been what I've been doing for over 8 years. So that layoff for me, it hurt so much less. And it was like more of that feeling of hurt, you know, it clearly the feeling of the layoff, it hurt a hell of a lot less. But it was more of that thought of, you know, oh my God, you're letting me go, but I'm nice and I work hard and I'm always bringing the best type of thing. I got over it clearly within a few days. And of course, I make a bigger impact now, which was what I wanted to do when I was 18. I wanted to make an impact on my own time, do my own thing that felt right to me. So maybe this is a coincidence that all that happened, or maybe it was where I needed to be at that time. Can you see a little bit more of that trend or pattern here? You know, again, like just taking my situation, you know, I was laid off. I had this younger dream of myself being free flow, but clearly I didn't do it, right? I didn't get into cosmetics. I do exactly what I studied, right? I studied and went to college. I got into this career for a reason. And now, you know, being within that career for over 8 years and now as a career coach for now over 3 years, I've made an impact and I have this flow within my work, within what I do. I get to put out weekly podcasts and it's fun because I get to put educational content out. I get to now work with really great clients that are, you know, leading and growing within their careers. So when I look back at this, yes, you know, within my life, I was so confused and I didn't even know what to do. So maybe you will want to evaluate or reevaluate if you have not yet thought about where do you even want to be and what do you want to do in 5 years? Which, by the way, it is an interview question. So people ask this, right? Recruiters, hiring managers, they will ask this. So you'll want to reflect and think, where do you see yourself? Maybe it's becoming a VP of this tech company and you want to be able to implement your leadership ideas, travel, and make an impact. Or maybe you're starting off in your career and you want to be a manager of the finance department. Whatever it is, we want to have an idea towards our path. It's not to say that you're not going to get redirected into something else. I thought that I was going to grow into this, you know, superior senior recruitment manager because I wanted to really, I loved being in that management field of recruiting and leading my team and being controlled of systems. But I clearly got guided into something else. So you will be guided and maybe it's going to be something even better for you. But without that thought or the plan of where you want to go, you're not going to be able to get there. So things might feel so rough right now. And, you know, maybe this rough feeling is going to be a lesson for you. It's driving you to the right direction. Where you are gets you to that place, but we always need to be thinking ahead for ourselves. Thinking ahead is actually also an important skill because hiring managers also want to know that you can think on your feet when those situations do happen and how are you going to handle it. But, you know, listen, I know this podcast is for you out there that doesn't feel like things are going the right way, that you're not, you know, where you need to be. But there needs to be more, right? And that's that you got to hustle and get it. And I want you to pause now for a moment. I want you to celebrate you. Yeah, so I want you to celebrate yourself. And it's not about criticizing who you are. It's not about knowing that you are striving to do what you want to be doing because, you know, you might fail and that's okay, right? It's okay to fail. It's about celebrating you because you do so much for yourself, your job, and your job search, and that deserves a high five. High five yourself even in the mirror, which is a great way to celebrate and motivate you. And this is a Mel Robbins thing, and she's amazing for, you know, motivation and productivity. And also, I do want to say this, and this is also important, just like anything else, but it's to know that you're on your career journey. You can't get from point A to point B in a straight line. It's not that easy. It's like a treasure hunt or like looking for that gold, or even like those financial or stock market graphs where it goes up and down and then maybe it's consistent for a bit. And that's okay, but you need to enjoy the journey to reach that destination. I think I went on for quite a bit now, so I just hope that this episode has helped you find some comfort if you're questioning your career path or if you feel that you're not in the right place right now at this moment. But you are, though, and trust me, right? We're divinely guided. Everything's going to come to you. You wouldn't be where you are right now if it wasn't part of your journey. Thanks again for listening to today's chat. Until next week, my friends. I just want to say thank you so much for listening in. I hope this episode has given you some insight on exactly what is possible for you and how you can grow into a leader within your career even further. Did you know that I have something special, and this is specifically only for you podcast listeners? It's a course that's going to get you optimized on your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn to Success is a course that I created so leaders and growth seekers like you can network and grow within a platform that carries an endless amount of opportunity. A value of $297, you get it only for $27. Amazing, right? I will link this below for you to get. I'm so excited about this course. Don't forget to rate and leave a review. It really helps us reach more people and make an even bigger impact. And I can't wait to speak to you in the next episode.